I mean, it's low, but among the youth itself, if you compare migrant youth to other, native youth, there must be a difference. And I think the statistics which is pointing out the migrant youth as being vulnerable and being prone to poverty and these related problems, I think it's not something we are going to underestimate, is it? Let's hear from Richard. Richard, please, what's your take on this?
I think, continuing from where Reynolds stopped, since statistically, yes, I will limit myself to Amsterdam and maybe more to Netherlands and Amsterdam with what I have. So the second generation migrants are improving in terms of poverty. I think we have the since 2008, so at the end of 2008 when the crisis began, the economic crisis began, and then from 2011 they started feeling the effects. And research, different, I think from most of the what I have are based on the CBA, the Statistics Netherlands, and the Kementje Amsterdam Statistical Database. I think they are showing the kind of trend whereby second generation compared to first generation, whereby second generation are the children of immigrants and first generation are the immigrants themselves. So immigrants themselves, the first generation, their projection actually now is not projection, because the projection from 2012 was that from 2012 the unemployment rate among the first generation was going to be higher than that of the second generation, that is the children of immigrants. So from that point, then it's a positive thing comparing both first generation and second generation. But if you reduce it to the sub-Saharan African youth, whereby the Nigerians and the Ghanaians are the dominant population, I think. If you take the whole of the Ghanaians, I think from the, I'll be talking about the minimum income now, because these are the indicators of whether poverty or not poverty, the minimum annual income.
Yeah, yeah.
So in 2015, actually, as if I just checked from 2017, the minimum annual income in the Netherlands is about, that is monthly income, is 1,551. And that of 2016 was 1,524. So this monthly income continues to increase. But those who receive the social welfare benefits, their income do not increase according to this this margin. So they always find themselves in that poverty situation. And they show that Ghanaians are having those who receive annual income, which is below the Dutch annual income. Is
okay, I'm going to end it there. I'm going to leave you with this nice song. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Until I come your way again next week.
Yes, we hope to come your way again next week. And remember, this has come to you under the platform of Radio Voice of Niger. You may go to our website on www.radiovoiceofniger.org and then go through the segments, choose whichever broadcast you love, and remember, when you are playing it, give credit to those that put them there. We look forward to hearing from you. WhatsApp us. Every Monday from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning for your spiritual blessings and upliftment, for community news, your interviews, special requests, and others. Tune into 105.2 MHz ETA and 103.8 MHz on cable. We delight and entertain you.
Hey, we also have Master coming your way. We have business matters. We have social and educational matters. We have health and healing matters. We also have legal matters.
For more information, call us on 020-368-1968. We delight. and entertain you. Voices of Niger on Radio Razzo every Monday from 6 to 10 a.m. Razzo!
Amsterdam, Belgium, Paris, and Europe. Thank God that another year is here with us. 2013 will be your year of elevation and your year of restoration. The Armageddon Prayer and Revival Conference is stopping at Praise Valley Temple in Amsterdam from Thursday, the 9th of May, to Sunday, the 12th of May. The dates again. Thursday the 9th through Sunday the 12th, every evening from Thursday to Friday at 6 p.m. each night. Believers and Christians across the city of Amsterdam and the nation of Holland and our neighbors from Belgium, from Paris, France, and from England and the team from Ghana are coming to move the skies and the heavens. Oh my God. And the Spirit of the Lord shall cover the earth again as the glory of the Lord comes down. We are expecting a mighty move of the hand of the Lord for miracles, for healings, for deliverance, for restoration, and for promotion, and for open heavens, and for open doors. My goodness gracious to me. I can't wait. Amsterdam, Holland, and Europe. I and my team are praying and we are getting ready the Thursday 9th of May through the Sunday 12th of May, 6 p.m. each night, and then on Sunday evening we will crown it on the 12th with a powerful communion, healing and impartation and anointing service. Go account with all the friends and ask them to get ready. It's a Armageddon Prayer and Revival Conference. Apostle General Sam Kranchiankra is my name. I'm going to be there personally, and a team from Ghana and from UK and from other parts of Europe are going to be there. It's going to be a united, revelational, and prophetic prayer. Lives will be transformed. Things will happen in the air. Miracles will abound. Testimonies will abound. In Jesus' name. Hey, don't miss it. I'll see you.
Very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Voice of Niger. We're transmitted this morning as usual on 103.8 on cable and 105.2 on ether. And we want to say good morning and welcome to the show of today, Monday the 22nd of April. We trust that the Lord will guide us through and that we'll be able to deliver and to have a great program together. And with you who is out there, we know that you are our partner in progress and that we are a team in this matter. We are already in the inspirational segment and we will be playing some music and also bring you the word of God. Later the pastoral forum will follow, and then the other two major items will be made known as we proceed. So, welcome once again, and stay tuned. We'll bringing you further updates as we proceed. My name, by the way, is Apostle Larry Duggan, a senior pastor, Rivers of Life Bible Church, here in Amsterdam, South East. I'll be co-hosting the program as usual with Apostle Helen Ruth Duggan, the director of Radio Voice of Niger.
Yes. Good morning to all our listeners. Good morning to you. This is Apostle Helen Rudolph, and our Lady Agwaboma of Radio Voice of Niger. We are transmitting this morning on 103.8 megahertz cable, 105.2 megahertz ether. This is our religious segment. So we call upon every one of you to join us as we call upon the name of the Lord. You this morning, and we thank you for all our listeners. We thank you, oh God, for the opportunity you have given unto us to be alive in the land of the living. Bless every single one who is out there this morning calling upon the name of the Lord. Bless our families. Bless our loved ones. Bless this city that we are in. Bless, oh God, our country, even the Netherlands. Bless, my Lord, the Queen and all that are in her cabinet. Bless them as they rule this nation with godliness, with peace, and with love. We want to thank you for all our co-laborers in the vineyard, the pastors in the city who are doing all they could to contribute eminently in this land. Bless them. Bless everyone, oh God, whose heart is pure towards the gospel. We thank you for all that you are doing, even in Jesus' name. We also bless you for the privilege you have given unto us, even to speak your word through this channel. Bless Razu and bless all his workers. Be glorified this morning as we minister to your people in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Welcome, girl. Rachel, that you are enjoying this music as it comes through the waves of the Voice of Niger right now on Radio Razzle. We are transmitting on 103.8 MHz A-cable and 105.2 MHz A-tar. This is your popular Radio Voice of Niger Good Morning Show. Shortly, we're bringing to you the miracles of Jesus Christ, where I will just speak what the Lord has placed in my heart for you. And when you believe it, you'll be made whole. Then afterwards, we will be having the pastoral forum. The pastors will be discussing on loyalty, spiritual transformation. We'll be discussing public pardon on issues about Christendom. Hallelujah. Pastors will come up just after I have finished with the miracles of Jesus Christ. And then that will bring us to the end of the religious segment, and then we'll be having the health segment. Today we have a very interesting topic with Dr. Eva Robertson, the gynecologist and the director of Southwest Clinic. She'll be speaking on women wellness, myth around women's contraception and menstruation. After that, we'll go to our news in brief, tidbits of what is happening here and there. And then afterwards, then we will enter our social segment. Today we'll be discussing preparing yourself for later years. So somebody from the healthcare will be discussing on this topic, and that will bring us to the end of our segment. And then we will close for the day. But if you still want to have touch with us, of course, you know our website, radiovoiceofniger.org. You can always go there and see updates of what we are doing. And at the same time, don't forget Majesty Christian Television Network. Oh my God. If you've not gone there, you are really missing out. Please just log on www.majestytv.org and see what God is doing. Powerful preachers, men and women of God, preaching the gospel live. And even you can call in the studio while they are preaching. You can call in. We've been receiving calls even from Finland, from Sweden, from Britain, from Germany. We've been receiving calls. People calling and asking the man or woman of God who is preaching at a particular moment to pray for them. We've been seeing women who are under labor calling in and wanting that prayers be made for them. Is it not awesome? That's what technology can do. You see, just with your smartphone, with your iPad, with your laptop, with your desktop, whatever you have, BlackBerry, you can watch Majesty Christian Television Network. You can hear the gospel. Hear the word of the Lord that will build up your life. It is an awesome thing that God has done with this technology. Please log on and tell others about Majesty Christian Television Network, where gospel music has been played 24/7. I mean, there's nothing like mixing it up. It's either you are for Christ or you are for the world. But you know, the world is becoming so dirty and so corrupt. So choose for life. Choose for life. As you listen to Majesty Christian Television Network, you are choosing for life. We encourage you to do that. You and your family will surely be transformed through that word that is flowing. You know, the word of God is life. You can't do without it. Even when we try to ignore it, it doesn't stop it. So go on www.majestychristiantelevisionnetwork and feed yourself with the word of life. also want to say thank you to all of you who have been calling in and making the program very, very fertile. God richly bless you. Oh, we thank every one of you. You see, I wouldn't sit here, I'll stand here now and begin to mention your names. You know yourselves. May the Lord richly bless you. And listen, we have come to understand that you are standing together with Radio Voice of Niger. God richly bless you. Miracles of Jesus Christ coming to you right now from Reverend Helen Rudokino. Let's pray. Once again, Lord, I thank you and I bless you as I speak your word right now. Let our hearts be open to receiving your word and let your word be fruitful as it goes out. May it produce the power it is supposed to produce. May it change lives, touch lives, change lives, heal people, and restore those that are devastated. We bless you for the joy of your word that is coming. Even in Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Say a big amen. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Now, I've been talking on resurrection, a month of resurrection. That has been my theme for this whole month. And I spoke to us, I've given different areas that we can be resurrected. Resurrection of the body, resurrection of the womb, resurrection of a new skin, and every area that you need resurrection, even in business, even in marriage, even in your relationships, you can have a resurrection. But this morning I'm going to talk on the resurrection into a new life in Christ Jesus, because it wouldn't be nice for us to just end up this whole resurrection theme without talking about that which is very, very vital. Resurrection into new life in Christ Jesus. Until you become a child of God, until you turn up your old life style and yield into the new lifestyle that conforms to the will of God, you have not yet had resurrection. Romans chapter 9, verse 15, the Bible said, "For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." This is God speaking. This is God speaking, and the Apostle Paul was reminding the people of Rome that God has spoken to Moses that he have the power to have mercy on whom he will have mercy and to have compassion on whom he will have compassion. Verse 16, it says, "So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that sheweth mercy. For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth." 18. "Therefore had he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardeneth." My God. You see, whom God wants, he hardeneth. That means he has the power to harden the heart of someone, not even to come to God. And he has the power as well to show mercy to somebody who is desperate out there and to bring you close unto him so that you can obtain his mercy. Now, mercy is unmerited favor. It is ability to receive what you are not capable of receiving, what you are not worthy of receiving, what you are not suitable of receiving, but it comes to you. That is what is called mercy. And this morning, God is saying to somebody that I want to have mercy upon you. God wants that all humanity are saved. God wants that we do not die in our old sinful nature. God wants that the corruption that have come because of the falling of Adam and Eve into our system is being what? Washed away, and we are being restored to our originality. That is the purpose why he sent Jesus Christ, his only begotten son, to come and yield himself and died for the sin of us so that he can rectify us with himself. God does not derive pleasure in sin. I get a little bit tired when people who are sinful try to quote the scripture and make it seem as if God derives pleasure in sin. Now listen to me, somebody who is out there. God loves the sinners, but he hates sin. You see, when you are a sinner to him, God will do everything to show mercy and compassion to you. But if you resist and you refuse to repent and you refuse to conform to the wills and the norms of his doctrine, then he will vomit you out. The Bible said that God is the one that wills who he will have mercy upon, and that he is the one that decides whom he will not have mercy upon. So sometimes when I read the scripture, it baffles me. You know, it gets me so much thinking how on earth that God will decide on whom he will have mercy and whom he wouldn't have mercy upon. But that also shows me that even before we are formed, he already knew what sort of ending we are going to have. This is no little wonder why we are in families. You see that brother A is taking to Jesus and brother B is not taking to Jesus. And then you go about wondering what's happening here. It could be that God have hardened the heart and God have said, I will have mercy on Jacob, but Esau I hate. Why? Because he already knew from the beginning to the end that Esau was going to choose something which was very fleshy and very carnal. Today, I want to present to you the gospel of resurrection in new life. I pray that the Lord will open up your heart to drop your old nature. The old nature of us all is full of sin. It is dirty, so cranky, so ugly, so unwanting, full of greed and pride and arrogance and jealousy. This old nature is manifesting in the things that we do every day. It is manifesting in the things that we see on the air and the things we see in the media and the things that happen around us. Little wonder a boy of 19 years old will decide to want to end up a nation, will decide to terminate the joys of others who went to run in marathon. A little wonder we can see in a family two brothers that have been given birth through one womb can decide decide to want to jeopardize the same country that have built them up, that have given them ability to live, giving them a better life, giving them a new hope. Are you not surprised that people you do good for and you sacrifice things to help them get to their next level are always the ones biting the fingers that fed them? That is nothing but the manifestation of sin. It is a manifestation of sin. You see, sin is described in the Bible as transgression of the law of God, and it is a rebellion against God. So it is when it is an act of rebelling against God, an act of transgressing against God's own will. That is what is called sin. So a sinner is a person who sins, or who is a transgressor, somebody who deliberately is rebellious, who doesn't want to yield or conform to any form of discipline. Somebody who deliberately chose not to honor God is a sinner. Somebody who would not want to respect what God respects, do what God has said he wants to be done here on earth for us to have a fruitful life. That person, if he's choosing the opposite of that, is a sinner. So you look into your life today and you ask yourself, am I a sinner or am I a righteous person? If I claim to be a righteous person, because we all can easily claim that, but how much of what you are doing reflects God's ordinance? How much of what you are doing honors God? How much of what you are busy doing for 24 hours, how much of that thing reflects, how much of that thing have the image of God in it? That is how to have a personal evaluation of who you are right now. But in case you see that 70% of what you are doing, or even 60% of what you are doing, is only about yourself, 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 focusing on yourself, 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 pleasing yourself, 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 not giving God any time, not giving God, making provision for the will of God to be done in your life, then you know you are a sinner. And presenting this gospel to you so that you can know you can have a new life in Christ Jesus. There's always opportunity for us to have a new life in Christ Jesus. God wants to show mercy to a sinner today. God wants one sinner who is out there listening to me right now to come back into repentance. Hallelujah. He does not derive pleasure when a sinner dies and dies in sin. No, no, no. He does not please him when the devil have messed us up and messed the image of God in us, and then we die in that nature. God does not like it. As a matter of fact, even the offerings of a sinner is like an abomination unto God. When a sinner comes to church and carries his bloody hands and carries his bloody money and carries his bloody businesses and dump them in the offering bowl, the Bible, without confessing his sins, without repentance, the Bible said that offering is an abomination unto him. So who are you today? If you evaluate your life and you see that your life is not in accordance to the will of God, Makarabasando, repent, for there is hope for you. The Bible tells us in the book of Luke chapter 23, verse 42, of a thief, the two thieves that were by the side of Jesus Christ when during the crucifixion, and the one was just speaking big mouth and trying to yap Jesus like those other crowds that were watching and saying, is this not the one who claimed to be the Son of God? Couldn't he come down from this tree? Is he not capable of saving himself from this embarrassment? And but there was the other one at the other side of Jesus' hand who said, who rebuked his other partner and said, this man is innocent. This man is not like us. This man, look, we are convicted because we are sinners and we have wrecked the whole nation, wrecked our whole city. But this man is innocent. So shut your mouth. And then he turned to Jesus. He said to Jesus in Luke chapter 23, verse 42, he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And verse 43, the Bible says that Jesus said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Do you see how forgiving Jesus can be? Do you see the sort of heart that this Jesus I'm talking about have? Do you see that it doesn't waste time for Jesus Christ to forgive anyone who comes into repentance? If you out there who is listening to me right now will come into repentance and you come into terms with the word of the Lord, you will surely have repentance. I mean, it's as simple as that. He doesn't want you to bring any bull or bring any goat or all of those things to do sacrifice. It's only for you to go on your knees and say, Lord, I repent of my sins. Come into my life and be my Lord and personal Savior. I'm sorry for the sort of life I have lived all these years. Now I invite you to come in and forgive me of my sins. And automatically, you will be forgiven. There is no room for you to continue to dwell in sin and allow guilt to hold you when there is new life that you can live. The Bible says in the book of Colossians chapter 2 verse 13, he said, and you being dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, had he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Do you see that we are quickened, we are being quickened today to come out of sin. We have been quickened today to say no to rebellion. We have been quickened today, my God, to refuse sin and to know that we have already been forgiven of all our transgressions even before we asked for it. We've been forgiven. What a wonderful God we have. What a Savior that we have. Jesus is out there, look with his hands open, looking for whoever will be ready this day to say, I am tired of an old lifestyle. I'm tired of the lies I'm living. I'm tired of the old nature. I often see people these days on Facebook when somebody just put a scripture out there. I mean, Facebook is out there for anyone to put what you want. So when you go to Facebook, you see any sort of thing that you can see. And then you have the choice to put what you want. So the little times I have and I go just to browse through, you see, I sometimes just drop a scripture there. So many people sometimes will begin to comment on just that scripture that somebody have dropped there. And then they comment, oh, why are they judging people too much? Oh, why are they talking about repentance? Why? Oh, God is gracious. So they make all of those comments. And I go about wondering, how come that this scripture that somebody have dropped, or repent, otherwise you will perish. Why would it get so much attention? More than that one that have somebody who have dropped a nude photo of a woman. And then people say, oh, this is moi, this is good. And people will react joyfully on a nude photo of a woman than just a scripture that says, repent, otherwise you perish. Do you see that? Do you see how we can embrace sin and we embrace it and rejoice with it, and then immediately something comes to correct, then we quickly have an attitude. We begin to write, oh God, all this judgmental religion, all these judgmental preachers. Why will people write that? It's because the sin in them is resisting truth. Now listen to me. When you are living a life of sin, you will always resist truth. So when they say, oh, don't smoke, you find a reason. Why would they say don't smoke? Meanwhile, it's for your own good. When they say, do not market your body. Oh, why? It's my body. Am I not mature enough? My body is myself. They make all manner of noise. What is speaking through them is not really these people. It's the sin, my God. It's the sin that is inside them that is making them to have an attitude of rebellion. So any man, any woman who is living in sin, you know how we know them? They complain complain about everything that goes wrong in the church. They complain about anything that will bring stability or bring godliness into a society. They complain and complain and complain and complain. That is how we know when somebody's old nature is still not dead. When somebody is operating in the old nature, you know, there is nothing good that they find in what others do. Anything that is supposed to bring joy to them ends up bringing havoc because they are not ready for a change. But listen to me. The Bible says that the wages of sin is dead. Romans chapter 6 verse 23. He said, the wages of sin is dead, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. This morning, as you go about romancing with sin, remember that the implication and the end result of sin is dead. And that's why we don't glory in sinful things. That's why. When a child begins to be very rebellious, don't glory in that thing. I say, I'll be pumped. You know, I was so mind blown up when I saw the father of this terrorist, this recent terrorist in America. I happened to hear the interview that was being conducted, and I saw this elderly man denying the fact that, oh, those are not my sons. They said the older one is dead. He said, not my son. They said the younger one is seriously in sick bed right now under arrest. Oh, not my son. It is other people who framed their faces. So, do you see what sin can make one to do? Do you see how one can live a life of denial? And they tried to interview the wife. The wife said, oh, yes, not my children. No, not my children. When they found out that he was this way, why didn't they try to do this and do that? She tried to blame the government. He tried to blame the very government that have harbored them, giving them legal status to stay in America. Do you see? This is the consequence of sin. Where sin is, there's a lot of argument. Where sin is, there's a lot of denial. Where sin is, people don't come into terms with truth. The truth is always very painful. You see, are you somebody who is out there and you wrestle all the time and argue all the time with truth? You don't like people to speak the truth. When you come in and you see that things are not the way things are supposed to be, then you get offended that somebody has spoken the truth. Like sometimes when we come in here and it is so disorganized and it's full of dirtiness, and then you wonder, what sort of people are using a studio like a junkie? What sort of people are turning a place that's supposed to be decent like a ground of people who are not matured? What sort of people can be doing this like a playground for little children? Meanwhile, it's supposed to be a place where good things come out, which impacts the nation and impacts the world. What sort of people are using this sort of place and making it be like a playing field for little children? Please get matured. When you say things like that, somebody gets an attitude and feel, oh, they are complaining, oh, they are doing this. Because sin will never allow people to own up the truth. Sin is always making people to look so naive in certain areas and to act so schizophrenic when they know the truth. This morning, I'm presenting to you the option to choose for a new lifestyle. Sin brings people into confrontation all the time. When you see a Christian whose old nature is not dead, that Christian is always confrontational. That Christian does not endure, does not tolerate. It is not ready to see or put himself in the shoes of others. And those are the sort of people we are breeding up today. People who think that talent is more than character. People who think, oh, I better be this way. If you correct me too much, let me go to another place. You know, it is only sin that can drive people from one church to another church to another church to another church. It's only sin that can bring in all the segregations we are having in the body of Christ today. Oh my God. May the Lord be merciful unto his church. May the Lord be merciful unto his people and protect us. Think tweak it a little bit, where a father will sit and be defending and be saying, these are not my children, they are not mine. No, somebody must have borrowed their face. How? Somebody can borrow a face? And to the point that the son is dead, and you are still saying, it's not him dead, then who then? This is living, my God, living in denial. How many of us are still living in denial today? God wants to show mercy to you. God wants to forgive you. God wants to bring you into a place of mercy. Do not harden up your heart like Pharaoh, who hardened up his heart and sent forth his troop until they were all drowned at the Red Sea. Do not harden your heart today. Be open and allow the Spirit of the Lord to bring conviction to you. May God Almighty bless his word that you have heard today. May the Lord give you the ability to have a resurrection in new life in Christ Jesus, that your old lifestyle will be dropped and that you can pick up a new lifestyle that will give you peace, joy, and love. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. This is no other person but Apostle Helen Ruth Dokeno of Rivers of Life Bible Church. May the Lord bless you.
Health Forum, Health Forum, Health Forum. The Amsterdam District of Southeast invites you to an information-based health program under the theme Preventing Chronic Diseases and Reducing Health Risk Factors. The date is Saturday, the 19th of October 2013. Venue, Aquaba, that is on the Bama Drive 250B in Amsterdam Southeast. The time, 6 p.m. prompt. Issues such as heart disease, stroke, diabetes, cancer, and obesity will be discussed, as well as its care and management. Don't miss this program. Your health is very important. For more information, contact the telephone numbers 06422 428228. Let me take it again,